Hello and welcome to The Backstraight, a Belfast-based running podcast. I'm Danny Squires, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Michael McKnight. How are you tonight, Michael?
I'm great, Danny, and I'm really stoked about beginning this journey, to produce a new running podcast for the whole Northern Ireland and Irish running scene. In a sense, we're the successors to the very excellent Runner Beans podcast, which after, I think, 200 episodes left the airwaves a while ago when Jared Heaney was transported to Australia for a whole range of crimes.
There's a bit of irony in that. Obviously, the listeners can probably tell I am Australian myself, so we find it quite ironic.
So we've done a trade.
Yep, we've done it. We've done a trade, effectively. So
no, but seriously, the guys, both Mark and Jared, did a great job, and if we can be anywhere near as successful as those guys have been, we'll be really delighted. Big shoes to fill.
Absolutely, big shoes to fill.
Big super shoes to fill.
Yep, big super shoes to fill. I guess at this point, the listeners are probably wanting to know a bit more about us. So, Michael, would you like to tell us a bit more about yourself and also your running history?
Okay, so I'm a 60-year-old running coach based in Belfast. I run a little group called the Wasteland Track Club, which is a group of hipster middle distance athletes. I think that's maybe the best way to describe them. But I began my journey in athletics in 1975 when, as a schoolboy, I started running cross country. Ran through school, through uni at Birmingham University. Then I ran for the Belfast club, Annadale Striders, which interestingly my old man founded. Stopped running seriously in my late 20s, left the sport for a while, came back, ran a bit as a master, and then really got into coaching. And it's really nice at this stage being able to give something back to the sport, when hopefully I've learned a few lessons and have a little bit of wisdom to impart. So Danny, that's me. What about you?
Yes, so a little about me. As I mentioned before, I am Australian. I grew up in the Blue Mountains area, which is kind of near Sydney. It's a beautiful spot. It's a national park, so there's lots of hiking and outdoor activities, lots of rock climbing. And that was sort of what I focused on a lot in my youth. I was really interested in the outdoors. Never really much of a runner. I used to just run a little bit here and there for stress relief. It wasn't until, I guess, 2019, when I actually got gifted a Garmin watch, that I started to actually run a little bit more. I remember going out for a couple of 5Ks at the very beginning, heart rate 195, basically falling to pieces by the end of each run. I guess it's sort of progressed to now where I'm training for longer events such as ultra marathons and marathons, as well as really enjoying the scene over here in Belfast. It's probably worth mentioning how I found myself here in sunny Northern Ireland. I actually moved here about 2 years ago with my girlfriend. She's studying at Queen's University. And we've found it to be a fantastic place to live. I mean, the running scene over here is amazing. I didn't really know what to expect before I got here, but just the sheer amount of runners and the quality of the runners here is fantastic. So for me, as a bit of a running nerd and a real running enthusiast, it's a fantastic place to live. And in addition to that, we love the proximity to Europe. Coming from Australia, it takes a fair bit of time to get over to Europe, but living here in Belfast, it's only a short flight across the ditch, and we're able to see some absolutely stunning places on a regular basis. So we're stoked to be here. And talking about traveling, I've just finished my ultramarathon season, which started in May in Wales. And then I had a race in Spain in the Pyrenees in July. And then I've just finished a 100-kilometer race in Sweden. And now the current focus is the build towards the Dublin Marathon in October, which I'm really looking forward to, duking it out over 26.2 miles.
Yeah, I was up at the track earlier tonight with the guys, and they're just starting the whole winter build up and trying to get the miles up a little bit and starting to think about what races they can target in the winter. But we've got lots of opportunities to talk about all that stuff. So Danny, I guess the next thing we really need to discuss or talk about for our listeners, if there's anybody out there, is what can people expect from the Backstreet? What will you hear if you hang out on the Backstreet?
That's a great question, Michael. I think primarily for us, we envisage the Backstreet as a magazine show with a range of content. Going to be talking about things such as results, previews of upcoming events, features interviews on local clubs, athletes, shoes and gear, and coaching. Have I forgotten anything there, Michael?
Yeah, Danny, a couple of things just to add. I think we'll also try to reflect on the national scene as well. Plenty of athletes from the north go down for the national championships. So we've got people competing internationally, young Greeks, etc. So it'd be nice to reflect on that. I think it's also an opportunity to look at some of the bigger issues in the sport that have been around for a while and don't go away. So the drugs issue is always something that's there. The impact of super shoes, of technology on the sport. So I think just anything that we can, we're happy to talk about that's going to stimulate interest in the sport. And I think one of the features that we're really going to try and promote is giving our listeners the opportunity to come back at us, ask us some questions, maybe ask us to focus on certain things that are of interest to them. Because in a sense, it has to be a two-way conversation with all of you guys who are out there, who are taking your time to listen to us either in the car while you're doing the dishes or out on a run.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk for days about things that we think are interesting, but at the end of the day, we want to hear from the listeners as well and get a few listener questions in, maybe some ideas and things that you guys want to hear that we can talk about.
Yeah, and I think there's also this very early juncture. I think we want to put a call out there, a plea to people that Danny and I are both essentially podcast versions. So we're really learning on the hoof. There may be moments when you cringe, when you wince, when you think, oh my goodness, those guys. But we will get better.
Definitely, and there's no pressure. We might be the only ones listening to this once
Yeah,
we
this
release
could
this
be the very
episode.
first and last
Yeah.
podcast, Danny. Have you thought about that?
I haven't tried to think about that in too much detail, but it could definitely happen.
So, Danny, when can people expect the next installment of The Backstreet?
Great question. So we're looking at the next installment coming in the middle of September is our plan, and would you be able to give the listeners a bit of an update on what they might hear in that first episode?
Yeah, in the first episode, Danny, we're going to feature a review of the track season that's just gone, looking at some of the highlights, some of the breakthrough performances, and hopefully going right up to the Budapest World Championships, which are actually later this week, and we'll feature our own Ciarán McGeehan. We'll also be having a special guest, but more of that later, and also a preview of the upcoming cross-country season when the spikes are dusted off and people get ready to roll.
It's almost upon us.
Yeah, Danny, I can almost smell the mud.
Yeah, or taste it for that matter. But look, we'll bring all of that cross-country action to the podcast in the next few months. But for now, just give you a small update. We'll be creating an Instagram account, a Twitter account, and an email address to stay connected with all of the listeners or the listener, you never quite know. But for now, just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, and we will sign off.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, right along the back street.
Hooroo.